people, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Here she is, bedraggled but ready. But bedraggled but determined. Ladies and gentlemen, she was out last night, but that's okay. It's the one, the only. The legend. Let us sing her in.
It's Ciara King. Ciara King.
That was your best one, yes.
Was it?
Yeah, it was your best one, yes.
Record that one in.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hungover are you?
I'm beyond 10.
Well, 10 was a long time ago.
10 was a long time ago.
All right, where were you last night? Were you out in Dublin?
I was, you know that I work at the Tommy Tiernan show?
Tommy Tiernan.
I've heard of him.
So it was
Tiernan.
The rap party yesterday. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Right. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Feeling fresh?
Feeling fresh? Absolutely not. I need you to just tell me that I'm a lovely person and that I didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't give you a hug this week, actually.
No, you didn't, and I noticed. But hey, it's good.
You definitely need it today. Because,
yeah, I do.
Yeah, when you've got the fear after
I was even going to attempt to try and hug JP.
Oh, never go.
Oh, my God.
You see, I know, right?
No, nobody wants
that. That's how much I need to be loved today, but anyway.
He bites. Let's never invade his space. I was thinking of you at the weekend. I went to see... I've had a funny week, Ciara. I've had a funny week. I took the children to go on Monday to go and see Kung Fu Fanta.
Excuse me? Different film.
And I wasn't out last night. Kung Fu Fanta. Kung Fu Panda 4.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we heard Jack Black chatting with Dave Moore on Dave Moore's show during the week. And he's back. The panda is back. Jack Black is back as the panda. And it's the fourth iteration of the panda films. So I took the children and a couple of their friends to the film. It was fine. We all agreed in the car on the way home. The kids gave it a 6.5.
Okay.
So it's okay. It's good. It's not amazing. There are funny bits in it. I know that because I did my usual ha 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 ha. And then looking around to see who I've frightened.
He laughs like a drain when he's in the cinema.
And there's other people's kids sitting around and they're like, who's the man? Who's the man with the big scary
mouth?
Who's
the loud man,
So there are funny bits in it, it's good. But then at the end of the film, there's a, you know, the credits start rolling and it's, you know, it's usually the big sound. Do you know this? Are you familiar with this?
I'm not familiar with anything.
Are you familiar with the soundtrack of this, of Kung Fu?
Not of this particular movie, no, but.
Kung Fu Panda. There's a song in it and I had heard nothing about this. Apparently it's been doing the rounds on social media because I've seen it a few times since. And it is utterly goddamn brilliant. It is, you know, when you hear a song in a soundtrack and you go, oh, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
I hook it up to my veins.
That last happened to me. This is not an interesting story, but I'm going to finish it now because I started.
Brilliant.
The Truman Show. Do you know the Jim Carrey movie?
Yeah.
It's probably one of the few films that at a moment in the movie where he's
figuring out... I know the exact moment.
Is it where he stops the bus?
Oh my God, that song.
When that music kicked in, I was like, well, that's it. I'm having to buy the soundtrack on CD after this. So I did. Very good.
This is a texty, lads. 0874 100 102. When you hear a song in a film and it's just for the one song, you love the soundtrack just for the one song when it came on in it. I've got one of them. What was the romantic comedy? Oh, I'm never going to get it. You've thrown me off on a tangent now. The romantic comedy Ben Stiller and
Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Along Came Polly. Okay, not it.
Bullock.
There's something about Mary.
Sandra Bullock.
Ben Stiller and Sandra Bullock. That's not ringing a bell.
Yeah, I know, because it didn't do any business. Okay. Ben Stiller and Sandra Bullock. Not Ben Stiller. Ben Affleck and Sandra Bullock.
Oh, you've done me wrong. Oh, you've done me wrong. Oh, my God.
Look up the film and we'll come back to it. Because there's a song in that. What is it, sorry?
About forces of nature or forces of nature.
And there's a song in that called Rolling and... hang on, please hold. You've put me off on a tangent now. I wanted to tell you my story because my week has been ruined by this one song. Like, it's been... There it is, sorry. There's Rolling. This song. This song was in the Sandra Bullock film. I like to go and buy this on CD... Just to get... What's the name of the film again?
Forces of Nature.
I had to go and buy the Forces of Nature soundtrack on CD. Just for this. 0874-100-102 for your soundtracks that you've fallen in love with.
Redbone, Come and Get Your Love.
Oh.
Says Steve. So again.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
That was the opening of Guardians, wasn't it?
It was. Or else it was the ending of one of the Galaxy movies. Do you remember the Guardians of the Galaxy one where little Groot is dancing around? What is the name of that song? Is it the Electric Light Orchestra?
Oh, it could be.
Mr. Blue?
Mr. Blue Sky, yeah. 0874-100-102. One more, come on. My tangents.
These are great suggestions, and I agree with all of them. Fiona also says, a real hero from the film Drive with Ryan Gosling.
Fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It's incredible.
Yep. We had a screening of that when we were on lunchtime. Mm-hmm. It was a great night out. Guys, can I finish my goddamn story without you interrupting with your texts? So I watched the entire hour and 40 minutes of The Panda, the fourth panda, right? Grand film, Jack Black's in it. And then, at the end of the film, you know they kind of do a sort of, they show all the actors and they do a little bit of animation.
I know what you're talking about now.
Have you seen it online social?
I have.
Oh my God, lads. It is absolutely outrageous. He's got that confused look on his face.
It's reminding me of Britney.
Yes.
Yeah, it's reminding me of Britney. That's because it's Tenacious D doing Baby One More Time.
Wow. Oh, baby, how was I supposed to know?
I've been listening to this on a constant loop since Monday afternoon. So good. Ridiculous. 0874-100-102 for more of your songs from your soundtracks and any more on your thoughts on Jack Black performing Baby One More Time. Kira King is here. Boom.
Hello.
What are we having a look at this week?
Speaking of soundtracks, one of the most iconic songs from the 1980s was the theme tune to this next movie that I'm going to talk to you about, obviously the modern day version. It is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which is in cinemas this Friday.
Who are you going to call?
The parables tell of an unimaginable evil commanding an army of ghosts. With the power to kill by fear itself.
Like, literally scared to death?
We might be looking at a second Ice Age.
If there's something strange, if there's something weird, who are people gonna call?
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
We're the Ghostbusters. Can I tell you something else?
What?
Buster makes me feel good.
It makes me feel good.
It's from the song. They use the line from the song. You're going to call Paul Rudd by the looks of things. He's back for a second outing and I'm not going to lie, I'm not looking forward to this one.
And you probably shouldn't.
Oh, bad job.
Yeah, so obviously the previous film, Ghostbusters Afterlife, that was set in Oklahoma and that kind of began the premise of this new generation of Ghostbuster movies. This time the movie is set in New York, which is where the Ghostbuster movies should be set because that's where the house,
absolutely,
that's where the Ghostbuster house is and whatnot. So this movie is about the discovery of an ancient artifact and it unleashes an evil ice force. And Ghostbusters from the old generation and the new generation have to come together to stop the world from going through a second Ice Age period.
A ghosty Ice Age. They sort of, the whole, spoiler alert for the first one, whatever
Afterlife.
That was. Afterlife. they brought them all together at the end of the last one. I thought that was going to be a cameo, but no, the older guys are sticking around in
they
this.
They are still around. Winston is there. He is the businessman who owns the Ghostbusters building. Janine also puts in an appearance, as does Dr. Venkman, Bill Murray. And you just get the impression that Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and the lads are...
Just to check.
Yeah, kind of. And that's kind of what it was for me. Do you know who is in this movie, though? James Acaster, the comedian.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in the movie. He's stuck with like kind of a dull role of a boffin called Lars Pinfield. But the fact that he's made it into a blockbuster like Ghostbusters is pretty cool, you know?
Skinny English boffin.
Yeah, I think for me, I just don't care enough about the new generation of Ghostbusters. And then the lads that I loved, they're just so far removed from the original Ghostbuster movies that I remember watching as a kid. So for me, it's not working. And I would tell them all to park it. That would be my genuine
opinion. I just let it go. What did you think of the ladies' Ghostbusters one when it came out a few years ago?
I thought it was funny. But yeah, they obviously didn't make the cut for these movies. So, yeah. I mean...
When is it out? This weekend?
It's out this weekend.
Lovely. That's Ghostbusters... Frozen Empire. What are we looking at? What else are we looking at?
Well, we're going to look at Three Body Problem, okay? So it dropped on Netflix today, and this is by the creators of Game of Thrones, and they've done it again. They've taken a very complex series of books and they've made it into a TV show.
Should we be worried, given the way that they rounded out Game of Thrones? And that was that their last significant project?
I think it probably was, actually, wasn't it? But they were all based on those epic books, and they've done it again with this one, Three Body Problem.
Three Body Problem. Yep. Have a listen.
There must be 30 dead scientists in the past month.
Someone or something is targeting scientists.
They're going after our best and brightest.
There's someone behind everything.
Just have to dig.
Whatever it is... is watching and listening.
They are coming, and there's nothing you can do to stop them.
Yeah, like I watched a couple of episodes this morning, and I was like, I really like this, but I'm not really quite sure what's going on. And seemingly, the complex sci-fi series that the TV show was based on is a very, very complicated sci-fi book or whatever.
These guys were Game of Thrones. Were they Lost as well, or were they involved in Lost? Because that was a bit weird and off the wall too.
Yeah, they like to challenge themselves, that's for sure. And there's an awful lot to unpack with me even trying to describe what this TV show is about. It starts off in communist China in 1969, so the timelines are between the 1960s in China and what's going on there with the government. And then it fast forwards to modern day, where all these brilliant scientists are suddenly losing their lives. And five students of one particular teacher who takes her life suspiciously kind of get together when they begin to realize, okay, something's not quite right here with the law of physics, with the universe, and with the world in general.
Kira, being extremely careful to try not ruin it for you while at the same time being in a position of having to describe what it's about in a short radio segment. I have to say, you know.
I'm doing a good job.
Great job.
Really, guys?
Well
thank
done.
You.
And she's in rag order today.
Yep.
Absolutely.
She's three sheets to the wind. She's trying to. She's making this up as she goes along. It's actually just a detective show. Are your mans in it?
Liam Cunningham is in it.
Yeah,
and a lot of familiar faces from Game of Thrones, actually. And there's one particular scene, and it happens at the start of the series. And I don't want to give too much away, but you'll watch it and you'll go, oh my God, that reminds me of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So shocking moments and...
Yeah.
Okay, breathtaking moments.
Now, it's not Netflix's answer to Game of Thrones by any means, but it's very... There's something really compelling about it. Like, I can't wait to leave to go back to watch some more of it.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
You know?
Thanks.
On GB. Today of all days, GB, I just need to go home.
She just needs Netflix. She needs Netflix and a takeaway. So is it all self-contained or are they...
All the episodes are up, yeah.
Right, okay. And how many... Eight. So you can binge it across the weekend.
And they're about an hour long.
It's called Three Body Problem. Worth getting stuck into this weekend. One more we want to take a look at next.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
It's nice that there's some drama on Netflix. Did you give it a go rather than it being a documentary or something?
Yeah, but it's one of those things that I don't quite understand 100% what I am watching, and I'd imagine a lot of people will feel the exact same way.
But I don't mind
but it's
that.
It's done in such a compelling, innovative way that I'm like, I need to know what happens here.
Did you watch Watchmen? Because there's a bit of that.
No, you've been telling me to watch it for ages and I haven't.
Watchmen's one of those shows. Station 11's one of those shows for me as well that it's like, I don't, how are they going to wrap this up and how are they going to make this make sense to me? And then, provided they stick the landing, it'll be worth it.
There was a lot of Succession that I didn't understand either, about mergers and businesses and business talk and all that sort of jazz. But I know that I absolutely enjoyed it, you know?
And again, with the West Wing as well. It's like, I don't know what they're talking about here, but it makes me feel smart just because I'm watching it. Let's do one more streaming this weekend. And I'm excited about this because Alison Janney, we just mentioned the West Wing. CJ from the West Wing.
Yeah, she's amazing. It's Palm Royale and it's on Apple TV this Friday.
Have a listen.
I had only been in Palm Beach 2 weeks.
We don't know you.
I'm Maxine Delcourt. But I already knew the Palm Royale, the most exclusive club in the world, was where I belonged.
Evelyn, you are the woman to know in Palm Beach.
I don't like you, Maxine.
You're very good at making things awkward.
In Palm Beach, the secret is like a loaded gun.
No, 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 no.
You never know when it will go off or who it might hit.
Yeah. So you might have seen the trailer for this and you might have seen all the incredible actors that are going to be in it. So Kristen Wiig, she plays Maxine, a former Tennessee beauty queen. And she longs to join the exclusive club of the title and become a member of the Palm Beach High Society. But boy, oh boy, does she have her work cut out for her, because there's already queen bees in that society and they don't take too kindly to Maxine trying to kind of worm her way in.
It looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. Is it based on a true story or anything?
It's based on a book.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it's based on a book. Think Mad Men, think Big Little Lies, think Mean Girls, but in the summer of 1969. It's visually stunning. The fashion is incredible. The soundtrack's amazing. And the cast includes Josh Lucas, Laura Dern, Allison Janney.
Janney. Sure. Six and one half
and
years older.
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin's in it. Wow, he's still living La Vida Loca.
I'm telling you, he looks great in it too.
In Palm Royale. See, that's a DJ thing. I couldn't help myself. Again.
No, yeah. The song title, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And also, Kristen Wiig, this is a really great chance for her to showcase like playing a straight character. Because like, I know her mainly from comedy.
Yeah, she's done a couple of serious roles, but she's mostly known for Saturday Night Live and comedy. What do you think? Worth watching?
Yeah, visually stunning. If you love fashion, if you love that particular period. It left me a little bit cold, if I'm going to be deadly honest. But, I mean, yeah, watch it.
Cool. It's on Apple TV this weekend.
Friday, yeah.
Beautiful. Kira, listen, you get home now, love.
Dioralyze, that's what you need.
Are we done?
Yeah, get a Lucozade on the way home for
really
yourself.
Really proud of myself. I nearly text. I was like, I have to get out of my pyjamas.
A 3-in-1 on the way home.
Get onto a bus.
A spice bag, yeah.
And come in to the boys. And I was like, I've never let you down. Have I ever let
you down?
You've
never let us down.
No, not even today.
Will you be here next week?
I sure will, yeah.
If you're happy. All right, okay, sweet.
I think the air in this studio is 90% proof, isn't it?
I'm intoxicated.
Oh, a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.